We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The Bible teaches us that we are in Jesus Christ a people that have placed upon us God's righteousness. So then when God looks at us, he no longer sees our sin. He sees his Son. And we, though we don't deserve it, we are declared righteous in the sight of God.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard you're beginning a brand new message this morning, and we're excited to hear it. I know for me personally, God always has something for me to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Well, Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Thank you so much, Josh, for that introduction, and thank you for listening to our program today. We hope that you are having a fantastic Lord's Day. Let me just begin our program by saying happy fall, happy Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving, which is a time for us to be thankful. And I think that if we're going to be a thankful people, someone said this, thankfulness begins with thankfulness. And when we talk about thankfulness, we're talking about thinking about all the things that we are blessed with. And we are truly a blessed people. So take some time this weekend and think about all of the blessings in your life. There are so many blessings day by day. God is so good to us. So you take some time this weekend and remember God and all of his graciousness and thanksgiving toward each of us. Thank you so much again for joining us today. We hope that you are doing well and that God is working in your life. We hope that you are following the Lord as he leads you day by day. Let's take a moment and pray and ask God's help in our program today. So many different prayer requests we've received, and we're just going to pray generally for all of these requests and ask God's help in these things. Lord, thank you so much for your love and kindness to us. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and to be a part of this radio program. We thank you for the financial aid that allows us to be a part of this program each and every week. I pray, Lord, for the listeners of the Timeless Truths radio program, that your blessings would be upon them. For those who are facing various health crises, Lord, you know who they are. I pray, Lord, your blessings on them and your healing hand. I pray for those who are facing financial crisis, that you would bless their finances. Lord, I pray also for those who have various special needs in their life. Lord, I pray that you would be everything that they need, that those individuals would acknowledge the fact that you are truly everything that they need. So, Lord, I pray you would do a work of grace in their lives. Help us today as we look at your word. Give us understanding and wisdom, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you again. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be in the book of Romans together, Romans chapter 3, and I'm going to begin my reading in verse number 20, Romans chapter 3 and verse number 20. The Bible says this in verse 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. I declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law." Now the Bible teaches us in this passage of Scripture that the heathens have sinned against Almighty God. And the Bible also says that the religious crowd, the moral man, has sinned against God. The religious man has sinned against God. Both Jew and Gentile are indeed sinners and in need of salvation. In fact, the Bible teaches us in the book of Romans that every mouth is stopped, and all of the world is guilty before Almighty God. This is called a universal condemnation. The Bible teaches us that all of us are sinners. There's not an individual in this earth or on this earth that have not sinned against Almighty God. And the voice of God is speaking to us. It's telling us all have sinned and come short of the glory of Almighty God, that we cannot save ourselves. We fall short of God's glory. I notice, first of all, an universal state. The Bible says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Now, the purpose of the law is given to us in verse 20. The law is the knowledge of sin. When we speak of the deeds of the law, we're speaking of the works of a works-based religion. It's trying to work to gain God's favor or salvation by something that we do or by who we are. You know, the Jews said that because they were Jews that they automatically inherit eternal life. The Pharisees thought that they could inherit eternal life because, not that they were Jews, but because they were keeping the law. And yet Paul makes it abundantly clear in this scripture that salvation is not gained by works. Therefore, verse 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." no flesh, whether you are Jew or Gentile, whether you are rich or whether you are poor. God is no respecter of persons. And the Bible says that humanity will not be justified by the deeds of the law, period. So what is the purpose of the law? Well, the purpose of the law is the knowledge of sin. It shows us that we are all guilty before God, and God gave us the Ten Commandments to prove our sinful nature, to show us that we are indeed a sinful people. The Bible gave to us the Ten Commandments not to help us, but to leave us helpless.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to this morning's message in just a moment. But we wanted to take time to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is greatly appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also use e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us and help us stay on the air as we share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com to send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we're excited to add your request to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We're here to help you in any way that we can. So please do not hesitate to send us an email or to give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
So we're in Romans chapter 3 together. We are looking at the purpose of the law, and we notice from the Bible that the purpose of the law is to show us our sin. It is the knowledge of our sin, to show that we've come short of the very glory of Almighty God. And this is a universal condemnation. We are all guilty. Every mouth is stopped. No one on this earth can say that they are not a sinner, that they have not offended God. We are all sinners before Almighty God. So what is the program of God? The purpose of the law is to show us our sin, to show us that we're unworthy and that we come short of God's glory. So what is the program of God? Well, the Bible says in verse 21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." The manifestation of God's program really is the book of Romans, or the purpose of the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith." You see, it is a publicized truth, verse 21. The Bible says the law is manifested. God has not hidden his plan of salvation. It's not a part of some Bible code or some secret code that we have to dissect or that we have to try to figure out. No, God has revealed his program. It is publicized. It is manifested to the world. But not only is it publicized, it's also prophetic. It says in verse 21, "being witnessed by the law and the prophets." The expression here has the idea of the entire Old Testament. In Acts chapter 13, verse 15, the Bible says this, "And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies. He said, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. In Isaiah 28, in verse 16, the Bible says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. The message of the Bible is that Jesus came to die for our sins, that we cannot save ourselves. We are incapable of rescuing ourselves from this sin debt that all of us owe. We are all sinners. Every person. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what country you've come from. All of those things don't matter. God is no respecter of persons. We are all guilty before Almighty God. And the reality is that Jesus has publicized, and the prophecy of the Bible is that the Lamb of God would come and he would die for the very sins of the world. We see the plan of God, verse 22. The Bible says this, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. What is God's eternal plan? Well, the Bible teaches us that it is to make men righteous. Again, universal condemnation. We are sinners. And because of our sin, we deserve judgment, separation from God for all eternity. But the ultimate plan of God and the ultimate work of God is to make us righteous. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless we are a righteous people. Revelation 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. We would, in our natural state, defile heaven because we are sinners. And sin cannot enter into the presence of Almighty God. And this is why the Bible declares for us the fact that we are sinners. And it teaches us that because we are sinners, we have this problem. We cannot approach God. We cannot have a relationship with Almighty God. And the plan of Almighty God was sending his only begotten Son to fix this sinful problem that we all have. God's eternal work is to make us righteous. The righteousness is not achieved by our own merit, our own work. It is achieved by the work of God alone. Now, we see this expression many times in the book of Romans, the righteousness of God. This is God's plan, God's purpose. It says in verse 22, unto all, this, the work of God, this is by faith, and it's given to all who would receive it. Verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. Unto all, this expression speaks of the possession involved in salvation. We are born into the family of God. God, we receive the Holy Spirit. But not only is it a possession, but also it's a pardoning. Upon all, salvation is like clothing or a covering. We are covered by the righteousness of Almighty God. When we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then we are covered with the righteousness of God. And so when God looks at us, he no longer sees our sin, but instead he sees his Son and the righteousness that's placed upon us. The Bible says this is for all men. Again, Jew and Gentile, there is no difference. We see the plight of men, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We understand the importance of this righteousness. Because all have sinned, all must believe. No one will be saved without the work of Almighty God. No one will be saved without the righteousness of God placed upon their lives. The gospel is the very power of God unto salvation. And this righteousness, this salvation, is needed by all. Number two, let's consider an ultimate sacrifice. An ultimate sacrifice. The Bible says in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time is righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. We have thoroughly established the condition of men. We understand that it is a universal condition. All have sinned. But in this passage of Scripture, we find the promised Savior. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Righteousness is an act of God alone, the act of propitiation. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ is set forth by God to be the propitiation for our sins. It speaks of the idea of propitiation. It means to be a sacrifice, a covering, a satisfaction for our sin. God sent forth Christ. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9, Philippians is one of my favorite epistles. He's writing to a dear church in Philippi who loved the Lord. They were not a rich church, but they were rich in Christ. And Paul writes in Philippians 2 verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God set forth Christ to be the propitiation for our sins. Christ shed his blood for our sins. He was born in Bethlehem. He lived a perfect life. Jesus was indeed a wonderful example. But it wasn't these things that God accepted as the atonement for our sins. It was his shed blood. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The old hymn writer penned these words, what can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. He declared his righteousness. The Bible says in verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or a sacrifice or a covering through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. All of humanity are sinners.
God's righteousness is declared in his plan. The thought there of remission is to pass over, to forgive humanity's sin, but yet to retain his holiness and his righteousness. For all generations, for the entire human race, for the entire world, to declare, I say, at this time is righteousness, that God might be just, he might be holy, he might be justified, and also the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. How can God be just and a justifier of sin? Because God cannot overlook our sin. God can't just let our sin slide. So how does God do it? It is through his Son.
Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that makes an emphasis on the preaching of the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church or how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to the following email, give@kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus that we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life by checking out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Thank you once again for joining us this Sunday morning. And from Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.